Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 1st, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. As our contract implementation continues and Section 6 negotiations for Continental and Continental Micronesia negotiations continue to work to their conclusion, we are steadily moving closer to the most critical flight attendant negotiations in the industry. Through aviation industry consolidation, there will be only three major airlines, United, Delta, and American. With American facing cuts in bankruptcy and Delta providing no floor due to no union and no contract, it will be the new United Airlines that will set the standard for flight attendants across the industry. Our preparations continue as we work towards joint contract negotiations between AFA and United Airlines. As you are aware, at our recent spring Master Executive Council meeting, we elected two representatives to the Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, that is Jack Candy and Kevin Lum. Our two representatives will be joined by those from Continental and Continental Micronesia, along with all three MEC presidents, to form the JNC. On June 20, 2012, the three AFA Master Executive Councils from United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia will meet in Chicago at the Hyatt Rosemont following a joint meeting for the purpose of updating one another on our negotiations progress and merger-related issues. Members in good standing who wish to attend are invited to the afternoon session that begins at 13:30 hours Central Time. Our new contract stipulates that joint negotiations commence no later than 180 days following ratification, so there remains much to be done, including another critical component of our negotiation strategy of surveying the membership. As we have always done, we will be conducting a survey to get your feedback and direction to determine our priorities in our opening proposal. Your feedback guides our negotiators and is an important part of our negotiating process that includes you rather than just informing you. Surveys in combination with local council meetings and direct feedback to your elected local representatives are your line of communication to our negotiating committee. We will continue to conduct our negotiations based on your input and feedback. We know from decades of experience that your support is the most important component in making our negotiations successful. Over the next few months, our joint contract negotiations will begin to gain momentum, and it is important to remember that this negotiations process will be different than our most recent Section 6 negotiations, including expedited mediation, which resulted in our new contract. We've talked recently about United moving into their third and final phase of this merger, and it is important to remember that before they can fully integrate all three airlines, combined contracts must be in place. While we are all too aware that negotiations can be a painstaking process, there is a significant leverage in the fact that United needs combined contracts to maintain their promises of synergies that they made to the Board of Directors 2 years ago. The road to a joint contract is not likely to be quick, but in taking these first steps, we begin the process to unite all our flight attendant communities in a single contract that provides the benefits of United's merger to all. Bidding for the Early Out program closed yesterday, May 30th, 2012, at 0800 Central Time. The list of those who bid for the program is available on our website. Each flight attendant awarded the early out will be paid a lump sum payment of $2,400 per full year of service with the company as a flight attendant, up to a maximum of $60,000, subject to applicable taxation, withholding, and arrearages. The lump sum will be paid within 30 days of separation from United in the normal distribution method for which you currently receive your pay. Those who choose to participate in this program will receive the financial lump sum incentive with some past travel and health care benefits. The success that this program achieved is intended to allow a benefit to those who wish to leave and some relief to the immobility of our seniority list and United's staffing issues. Based on the early out bids received, United has confirmed there will be no recall for those flight attendants on voluntary furlough. As a result of the program, it is possible that the partnership program may not be continued beyond the currently scheduled program, which ends in August. United will review the viability of this program going forward for the fall schedule. We should also expect to see higher line averages going forward beginning in September, following the departure of the participants at the end of August. In a member letter today, MEC President Greg Davidovich reminds us that everyone is a beneficiary of the flight attendants who participated in the early out by their advocacy for a better profession. Please take a moment to express your appreciation and gratitude to the early out participants as we reflect upon their extraordinary accomplishments over the course of their careers and let them know of our sincerest gratitude for their service to our community of flight attendants. Work rules and pay protections are an integral component of our collective bargaining agreement. They protect our work life and protect our total compensation. Flight attendants understand the importance of our career within the worldwide aviation industry. Flexibility and protections in scheduling, days off, types of trips, layovers, maximum time on duty, and legal rest are all protected by the work rules in our contract. Yet, one of the most important and yet least understood work rules are those associated with ratio in guarantee, or RIG. RIGs recognize the realities of the airline business. Trips don't go as scheduled, weather and operational irregularities occur on a daily basis, and accordingly we need to protect our compensation in those situations. Said another way, we are compensated for our time at work, whether or not we are actually flying. We have several different RIGs, and are important components that protect our pay. In short, our work rules include pay protections that ensure that we are paid for all of our time on duty and away from home and require the company to be efficient with our time. Remember, RIGs ensure max pay for time away. There will be a planned outage this weekend for the FAS's and OSAP reporting systems. The reporting systems will be down for a scheduled upgrade from Friday, June 1st, 2200 Central Daylight Time until Sunday, June 3rd at 1800 hours Central Daylight Time. If you are required to submit a FAS's report, please submit your report after Sunday, June 3rd at 1800 Central Daylight Time. And if you require to submit a OSAP report, please log your safety issue by calling the OSAP hotline at 872-825-1324. If you submit an OSAP, you will need to file your report on Skynet once the system is back up on Sunday, June 3rd at 1800 hours Central Daylight Time. If you have any questions, please contact your local domicile supervisor. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.